Celebrating summer. Celebrating summer on Cape Talk.
It's time now for the final edition of our gifting guide, helping you pick out the perfect gifts for your loved ones this festive season. Gary's already sorted with great ceramics, but for the rest of you today, we're going to take a look at things to give the kids, because after all, this is the time of year where it's all about the little ones. And we've got one of our favorite parenting bloggers standing by to chat to us. Before I introduce him, though, let me just remind you, you could win an early Christmas present from us right now, courtesy of Harbour Bay Mall in Simonstown. I want you to give me a call on 021-444-60567 and tell us about your best ever or worst ever gift. What I'm giving away today, a 500 Rand voucher from I Love Waffles, a 500 Rand voucher from 136 Restaurant, and a 500 Rand voucher from Copy Express, courtesy of Harbour Bay Mall. Now, while we wait for those calls, let's say hello to blogger Afro Daddy, otherwise known as Terence Mentor, a former colleague of ours. And I have to start by saying congrats, Terence, because you've been nominated in the category of Best Parenting Blog for the annual SA Blogger Awards.
Wow, thank you. That's a huge intro. It does feel kind of weird. Like, it feels like I'm coming home.
It's so great to have you back in the building. For those who haven't yet discovered Afro Daddy, just before we share the gift ideas, give them the 30-second reason to come and visit the blog.
So there aren't many there are a lot of mommy bloggers. There aren't many daddy bloggers, and there aren't many daddy bloggers that are bloggers and vloggers and also do a podcast. I kind of do all three.
Yeah.
But my main focus is to encourage engaged fatherhood in South Africa.
Yeah.
Often that means talking to the moms and saying, hey, pass this on to your partner.
Yeah.
The majority of my audience are moms, but the real focus is getting dads to talk more about fatherhood, to engage with it more, and to increase the level of dialogue we have about parenting in the country.
Fantastic. So go and visit Afro Daddy if you haven't already done so. Let's get to the important stuff about your gift suggestions.
The main idea that I always want to bring across when it comes to gift suggestions, and something that we try to do every year but we never quite get right, is we follow this principle. Mm-hmm. You want to get your kids something that they want, something that they need, something to wear, something to read, and something to give away.
That's lovely.
So it's a little like kind of gift pack where they get to experience the great thing of getting something that you really want, and then it kind of gives them the broader experience of gift giving and gift receiving. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of making sure that they have something that they will give to someone else. They have something to wear that they can remember. It kind of spreads across the whole gift giving.
So it's
range.
Not a once off mass commercial.
Yes.
Surround yourself in crumpled up paper and then forget about it the next day.
Exactly. And it takes away the pure commercialism of the festive season. That being said, though, we do want to get cool stuff with your kids.
Especially for something that they want.
For something they want. So I used the internet hive mind. I went on my Facebook page and asked people what they thought. The number one thing that people suggested was experiences. A lot of people are moving away from actual gifts to getting them on the red bus tour or taking them to a place that they wouldn't normally get to experience throughout the year and making sure that they can have that time with you, which is, you know, those memories last a lot longer than a gift. If that doesn't help, you can have puzzles and books for
always
younger kids.
One.
Always
and,
good.
And the older kids.
And the older
kids like those
that's
too.
That's true. For the kid inside as well. Something that someone suggested was the Smart Toy Club, which I think is awesome because you get a kid, you get something for your kid that outgrow in 6 months' time. The Smart Toy Club is a subscription service that gives you new toys every month. So you get some toys back. You send the toys you've used for the month back to them. So you're constantly getting the cycle of new toys. It costs about $280 a month. So check out the Smart Toy Club. I think it's a really cool idea for parents, especially for younger kids. I think they go up to about 4 years old.
This is the thing, is particularly when they're younger, their abilities change and their needs change so rapidly that the gift that is ideal for the 1 year old is out of date and below their skill set by 6 months later.
Exactly.
Despite the fact that it cost you a small fortune.
Yeah.
So I love the idea of being able to say, well, I'm giving that back and somebody else's child who is now 1 year old can go and enjoy it instead of me, and we'll take the next box.
Exactly.
With something new.
And it stops from all that clutter from getting very quickly.
Yeah.
If any parent knows how quickly you collect junk, broken bits of plastic and toys that they never use again. This is just a way for them to kind of recycle through all of those toys.
And they get the excitement of opening a new box every month.
Every month.
Yeah.
Which I think is
very
such
cool
a cool idea.
Okay.
It's a South African idea. Someone said that their child loves a collection of real and toy gardening tools. So like toy lawnmowers, toy weed eaters, that sort of stuff, which is great because then when you're outside doing the gardening,
they can come and join
they come and join
I know
you
you've
as
been
well.
Gardening this week.
Yes,
so I hope
I've
the
just
boys
got a garden
yeah.
for the first time, which is why I also get some real real spades so they can get in there as well. It's not just make-believe, but also real skills.
Yep.
And then this was two last ones.
Yep, okay.
My second last one was a moonlight projector. It's basically a thing that you attach to your phone. It uses your phone torch to project story pictures onto the ceiling. So while you're reading the story, the projector, they see the picture on the ceiling.
So they're lying in bed, listening to your voice, looking at the picture on the ceiling, and hopefully gradually dropping off to
That's
sleep.
That's the idea. The lights are off. Yes. It's very dim. And it's a really cool interactive experience. You're still telling the story. It's still that precious moment of you lying down with your kids and having story time. But at the same time, it adds a little bit of a cool interactive experience.
A moonlight projector.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you get those?
Takealot. I've seen them all over the web. If you look for it, there's a starter kit that goes for about $350. You get five stories with that, which my kids read the same story every night for at least 6 months. So five stories will last you a long time if you have toddlers.
Okay, yeah.
And then the last thing, which, by the way, Marina Durr is the person that suggested that to me. I need to give her a shout
out. Nice tip, Marina. Thank you,
Marina.
Okay.
Last one. This is a bit controversial. Trampolines.
Nothing controversial about a trampoline, provided you teach them to protect. And
yes.
I know they come with all kinds of protectors.
Yes.
They have fantastic, fantastic workout, burns energy, leaves them exhausted at the end of the day.
You can sit and have your cup of coffee, a glass of wine while they're jumping around. And then by 6 p.m., they are knackered, ready for bedtime, and they absolutely love it. So those are my gift ideas.
They are really great suggestions. Terence, thank you so much for sharing them with us. Won't you just in closing tell our listeners where they can follow your blog, vlog, podcast,
the easiest way is just check out afrodaddyonline.com.
Terence Mentor, great to have you back in the building.
Oh,
thanks for
Pepper.
The very creative ideas.